It's got a death curse.
Soon, all of you will be like me. And then who will help you up in the sewer?
Just like having a wart removed.
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
No one who rented Hill House ever stayed for more than a few days. The dead are not quiet in Hill House.
This may be the first rated G horror film that we've covered since we did the family special.
You wouldn't believe this, but 5 minutes ago I left this door wide open so you could find your way. It closed by itself. Welcome to Hill House. I'm Dr. Mockery.
I love movies that have, like, the big old houses in them, whether it be haunted, just grandiose, you know.
Yes, because your house is so fucking small.
We live over in town, miles away.
Yes.
So there won't be anyone around if you need help.
I understand.
No one lives any nearer than town. No one will come any nearer than that.
After dark.
After dinner, not in the dark.
In the dark.
In the dark.
Grace, this room is the cold, rotten heart of the house. Since you're so foolish, I'll stay with you, but you're not to be in this room alone tonight.
Mitch was warned not to go into the nursery. She made light of the situation. She slept in the nursery. She got what she deserved.
You Crane, you were a dirty man, and you made a dirty house. And if you can hear me from anywhere, I'm telling you to your face, I hope you spend eternity in that foul, rotten book and never stop burning for a minute.
What is the driving force? Why is this house evil? Is it evil? Is it haunted? By whom? How did it start? Nobody can answer those questions.
Is it over, Theo? Is it? No. I'm so cold. It's going to start everything all over again.
I genuinely, like, I was laying down. You can usually tell with me, if, like, I'm watching something that makes me uncomfortable, I kind of semi-hug myself. And I was doing that a lot.
I need a hug.
Like, there was a few times where I was just like, I am just legitimately, like, I'm feeling this right now.
Go away! Go away! Go away!
Oh my god, I just let it know that we're in here.
Yeah.
It's looking for the room where I'm at, and I just let it know that I'm in here. Oh, fuck.
A closed mind is the worst defense against the supernatural. You seem to think you're too civilized to need to protect yourself against evil spirits. Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
Greetings, my friends. This is Cash Wampum welcoming you to another podcast. This is Horror 101. This will be episode number 101. We're getting back on track with our haunted theme, and we're going old school this show. We hope you're up for a classic. If you've been a long-time listener, you know that we've had many accolades to several haunted house films over the years, like The Changeling and The Legend of Hell House. This time, we're going back to look at a film from 1963 that set the bar for gothic, haunted, spooky house films. For this 101st episode, we're going to give the Horror 101 treatment to Robert Wise's classic, The Haunting.
Oh, must be more of Price's spook house boogeyman bullshit.
So we're watching a movie tonight from the guy who gave us the first Star Trek movie.
The first Star Trek movie.
Yeah,
Star Trek Motion Picture. Where nothing happens.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, you know, we watched Klingons get whacked by V'ger, right?
Other highlights for this guy directed everything. He did West Side Story, Sound of Music, The Day the Earth Stood Still, the original. The Andromeda Strain, which is one of my favorite sci-fi
Andromeda
movies.
Strain, yeah. That's he did Sound of Music?
He did.
The hills are alive with the sound.
I hate that fucking movie so much.
That's Robert Wise, man.
The Nazis are coming, let's see.
Sometimes I wanted the Nazis to win with that fucking movie because I hate that movie so goddamn much.
The Sound of Music.
With
Julie Andrews?
Julie Andrews?
Was it Julie Andrews?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do you like the Sound of Music?
Because that was, like, every Christmas when my grandmother would come over from England, we'd have to watch it. Mm-hmm. And then it got to the point where we had it on videotape, and then it was broadcast like every single fucking night on the run-up to Christmas. So like a two-night special, three-night special. Every fucking Christmas we had to watch it.
Really? I when I think Christmas, I don't think The Sound of Music.
I don't know why.
Miracle on 34th Street, yeah. The one with Jimmy Stewart there getting his wings.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah. Gremlins, you know, Black Christmas.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah. But I mean, hard. Like, A Christmas Story, that's a staple, right? Christmas Story.
It was on every And all I wanted to do was watch. It was always on because it was a time when there was only three channels.
You're fucking insane, right? You're insane!
What did he say?
Legend of Hell House. Because one day is on Christmas. The last day, I think,
and
was
Batman
on Christmas.
And Batman Returns every Christmas.
Or no, the last day's on Christmas Eve. Wasn't it Christmas Eve?
Yep.
This may be the first rated G horror film that we've covered since we did the family special.
We did Salem's Lot.
That's rated G?
It was TV.
Well, it doesn't mean it's G.
It was TV in the 70s, that.
It would have been M, but for mature audiences.
They didn't have that rating back then.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Nude, look up the Salem's Lot, please.
I'm Googling it.
I'm doing it, dear.
PG? PG. Yeah, so it was PG, yes. We've done other PG films. Tourist Trap was PG. Yes. I don't know how, but...
Dolls?
No.
Really?
No.
There's nothing in that.
There's some gore. And Dolls killing people? Yeah, that was a rated R film.
I mean, the argument can be made Jaws, because, I mean, everybody...
Jaws was PG. You're right. Poltergeist was PG.
Yep.
So, Robert Wise, we're going back to 1963. We're going to keep on our haunting theme. And I figured this one for our 101st...
It's a classic.
Podcast, because our 100th podcast where we did the trivia, which everybody seemed to have a good time. Everybody liked the show.
Yeah,
you know, Paul B's all down on himself about how shitty he did.
I suck at trivia.
It is fun.
So many questions from that Trivial Pursuit session was about The Haunting. What year was it? What was it shot in? Who was the doctor that was heading the investigation? You know, like, what was the name of the house? That was my question, Hill House. High five, Newt. Yeah, give us some. Has everybody seen The Haunting?
Nope.
No.
Has anybody?
What? No. You haven't.
I haven't.
If anybody in this room hasn't seen it, I forgive them. I was told 1963.
I was given a chance to watch it recently, and Andrew said, wait to get your initial reaction. So I held
see
off.
See him, I don't. Nick, I'm used to seeing stuff. But this is the guy that, like, cinema didn't exist before 1980. So.
Well, this is true. But no, I don't know why I haven't seen it. I don't know. I can't explain it.
The one we're going to watch right now, 1963, this is probably... It's not the first Haunted House film, I don't think.
Old Dark House. No, but it wasn't really haunted.
Old Dark House wasn't haunted at all. No. Still a good film.
Yes.
But this is like the granddaddy of the Haunted House movie.
This is like what Night of the Living Dead is for zombie films.
I would agree. Even though, like, there was other zombie films before.
Yeah, but this is...
This kind of set the tone for old gothic haunted house movies, right? Nude, when was there a book? What was the book?
Yeah, a 1959 novel called The Haunting of Hill House by Shirley Jackson.
Oh, Shirley Jackson. The Lottery. Yeah, cool stuff.
What else did she write?
The Lottery, most famously.
Yep. So, is everybody here in the mood for a classic? If you're in the mood for a classic, this one will probably entertain you.
I'm not, I'll asleep.
You don't want to stick around for this classic?
It's a fucking classic.
Okay.
Man.
Should we start it now and we'll discuss?
Yes.
Lou, you got anything to add?
No.
Okay.
God, it knows I'm here.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
Now look, Doc, we're buddies, okay? But don't try to convert me.
I'm trying to prepare you. My name's Marquay, Dr. Marquay, a scientist interested in the supernatural. The unnatural, if you like. I came to Hill House to find the key to another world. Assisting me in this exploration of the unknown was Eleanor, Nell, who could look back into the past, and Theo, something of a witch, who could see into the future. This is Luke, who didn't believe in anything until evil patient and waiting made him change his mind.
Stop it! God. God. Whose hand was I holding?
How many of us take seriously the things we cannot or do not want to understand simply because we are afraid?
Elena, you're caught! Did you hear me calling?
Oh, this house. You have to watch it every minute.
The Haunting was produced and directed by Robert Wise, brilliant producer of West Side Story. The stars consist of a cross-section of top talent in the world of entertainment. Julie Harris, Claire Bloom, Richard Johnson, Russ Tamblyn.
What does it take to convince you that the dead do not always rest in peace? That some houses, like Hill House, are born bad?
All my life, I've been looking for an honestly haunted house. In the interests of psychic research, you must let me have it for a few weeks during my leave of absence.
No one who rented Hill House ever stayed for more than a few days. The dead are not quiet in Hill House. How will you go about conducting your investigations, Dr. Markway?
Well, I shall occupy the house with a group of carefully selected assistants.
Assistants?
No, my dear Mrs. Sanderson. I am a scientist conducting an unusual experiment. A haunted house. Everyone laughs. So I must have specially qualified help to take notes and document any evidence of the supernatural I may find.
Well, Harper, give Dr. Markway his lease.
Thank you, Mrs. Sanderson.
Exactly what do you and your assistants expect to find at Hill House?
Well, maybe only a few loose floorboards. And maybe, I only say maybe, the key to another world?
The doctor's been fascinated by this his entire life, and he's finally found a spot that, okay, if it's here, or if there is supernatural, we're going to find it here, right? Just like Mr. Deutsch, Legend of Hell House, right? If it exists, it'll be in the one place where survival is yet to be refuted. The Velasco House.
Someday, I'll have an apartment of my own. In a house with a pair of stone lions guarding the gate. I might just stop anywhere and never leave again. Or I might drive on and on until the wheels of the car are worn to nothing and I've come to the end of the world. I wonder if all homeless people feel that way.
Well, if this was the granddaddy, you can see where future films would borrow from this. Even down to the point where there seems to always be an element of a damaged person visiting a haunted house. Mm-hmm. You can't have sane people go to a haunted house. There's always going to be somebody who has suffered a great loss or is has some personal trauma they have to deal with.
Mentally unbalanced.
Right. And this one takes the cake. This is probably the most mentally unbalanced person we've ever seen go to a haunted house.
It's staring at me. Vile. Get away from here. Get away at once. It's my chance. I'm being given a last chance. I could turn my car around and go away from here and no one would blame me. Anyone has a right to run away. But you are running away, Eleanor. And there's nowhere else to go.
She looks at it as a vacation. I'm summoned somewhere. Somebody wants me kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Well, she kept referring to a vacation earlier.
Right.
With her
and
family.
As soon as she gets to the house, immediately she stops and recognizes this house is evil. It's vile. I should leave immediately. You know, like, all this time she's like, oh, I'm finally going to this. I'm so looking forward to this. And then when she gets there, she does an about face. She takes one look at the house and she recognizes something is bad, something is evil, something is wrong, and I should turn around and get the fuck out right now. And she does not.
This is your room.
How nice.
I set dinner on the dining room sideboard at 6. I clear up in the morning. I have breakfast for you at 9. I don't wait on people.
Mrs. Danvers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit. Mrs. Danvers
She's dressed the part.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We never come in the dark at night. No one can hear you scream. No one will be able to help you in the dark at night.
I don't stay after I set out the dinner. Not after it begins to get dark. I leave before the dark comes.
Your husband?
We live over in town, miles away.
Yes.
So there won't be anyone around if you need help.
I understand.
We couldn't hear you in the night.
Do you have any idea when Dr.
No one could. No one lives any nearer than town. No one will come any nearer than that.
I know.
In the night. In the dark.
She never goes there.
After dark.
After dinner. Not in the dark.
In the dark.
In the dark. So when is it you don't come here? After dark. Okay, cool. Good to know.
In the night.
In the night.
What's the matter?
Something with us.
I don't see anything.
Can't you feel?
No.
I feel a chill. It's moving.
It's just air rushing past our ears.
Nell was on edge from, like, the very beginning.
Yeah, immediately.
When she first meets Theo, even before the doctor makes an appearance in the house, she's shrinking away in the hallway, and darkness overcomes her, like, oh my god, don't leave me kind of deal. And then right. The doctor makes an appearance and just diffuses the situation.
I've waited such a long time. Is this what I came so far to find?
You wouldn't believe this, but 5 minutes ago I left this door wide open so you could find your way. It closed by itself. Welcome to Hill House. I'm Dr. Markway.
Well, thank goodness, thank goodness. I thought you might be a ghost.
How do you know I'm not?
Don't be ghoulish.
No, no. You mustn't confuse ghoulish and ghostly.
I'm Theodora.
Well, you must be Eleanor.
Well, I'm unsure at the moment.
Well, if it turns out you're not, I'll be disappointed.
Oh, all right. It's Theo who's wearing velvet, so I must be Eleanor in tweed.
Follow me, and I'll lead you through the uncharted wastes of Hill House. Dinner's waiting.
I lost track of how many times a mirror was used effectively in this film.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Oh, I had a feeling. I'm sure it was just my imagination.
Feeling you were being watched?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Us. Watches every move we make.
Now, that's your imagination.
Don't be so cocksure of everything, Luke. Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen. I've been a fan of that song for over 20 years. I finally watched this movie. I fucking know where Rob Zombie found that sample. It was from this movie.
Now, look, Doc, we're buddies, okay? But don't try to convert me.
I'm trying to prepare you. Well, tomorrow we'll see all the place. Now, let's go to bed. Unless anyone wants to clear out now and not have anything more to do with Hill House.
Down near the other end of the hall.
You know what? I have to say, we always compare shit to The Changeling, but in this rare case, I have to compare The Changeling to this film, the incessant banging.
Yeah, I thought about that too, because...
The banging that came...
I was going to make a joke.
The methodic banging was just like George C. Scott was experiencing in that house in The Changeling.
And we find out later it was the banging against the tub wall.
The tub, because yeah. It was at like
4 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning, right, or something like that. Yep.
Must be Luke and Dr. Markway. Well, why should they be knocking on the walls? Well, something is. Anyway, it's only a noise. Earth tremors.
Because for a moment you're like, is something going to open the door?
Mm-hmm.
Because even at one point, like, they show that they go all the way around the door frame.
As if it's looking for a breach.
Well, yeah, and then the noises it was making, almost like there's something, like, scurrying around. But when they pan to the bottom of it, you know there's noise. You know there's something trying for the doorknob. But there's no shadow.
No. There's nothing tangible there.
Yeah.
What frightens me about that is her inner, like, oh my god, I just let it know that we're in here.
Yeah.
It's looking for the room where I'm at, and I just let it know that I'm in here. Oh, fuck.
Where's Luke? Where's Mark? I don't know. Woman, no.
No.
I genuinely, like, I was laying down. You can usually tell with me, if, like, I'm watching something that makes me uncomfortable, I kind of semi-hug myself. And I was doing that a lot.
I need a hug.
Like, there was a few times where I was just like, I am just legitimately, like, I'm feeling this right now.
Where have you two been?
What's the matter? You look like you've seen a ghost. Did anything happen?
To the contemporary eye, it's tame. Hmm. There's no violence. There's no blood. There's nothing. There's a few themes that are dark, but other than that,
yeah,
there's not much. There's just the performance of five people in this home, and their interaction with everything that's going on, be it banging, voices, inaudible voices, or crying, or screaming, or laughing throughout the home. That's all you have, and an occasional wind track, and an awesome fucking set.
Yeah.
The set on this movie was fucking great.
Even in black and white, it looked great.
Oh, yeah.
I had like an eerie black and white Twilight Zone vibe in a lot of those rooms.
If anyone gets hurt, it's going to be your fault, Markway. Mm-hmm.
No ghost in all the long history of ghosts ever hurt anyone physically.
You see, we weren't in any actual danger at all. Isn't that right, John?
No, not entirely. Fear alone can do the damage to the victim.
Good morning, fellow Earthlings.
Luke, what are you afraid of?
What I just saw in the hall.
Is there something?
You mean you haven't seen it? Well, the show's just getting good. Come on.
Who wrote the shit on the wall? Who wrote the shit on the wall?
It was female handwriting. Yeah. For all the, whatever that
That's matters. A sexist statement.
Oh, please.
Very lewd.
What is female handwriting? Lacy. Seriously.
Very lacy.
Was there a dot over the eye?
I actually said there was a dot. You can plus, tell the handwriting of a woman versus
there,
a man.
First of all, there was no eye.
No, and it was...
Is Eleanor go home?
Please help Eleanor come home.
Help Eleanor come home.
Yeah, there's no eye.
Whatever.
Wipe it off, please. It's crazy.
Crazy is the word for it, all right?
Get something and wipe it off, too.
But it's crazy. Why?
Why all the fuss? It spelled her name right, didn't it?
It spelled out my name.
Take it easy.
It's my name. It belongs to me, and something is using it, writing it, and calling me with my own name.
It's your name.
That's it. It knows my name, doesn't it? It knows my name.
Simmer down, Nell. It could have said any of us. It knows all our names.
After they taste the chalk, there's chalk in something else.
Well, he's like, it's chalk. And he's like, well, something like chalk. And then it's like, so who was it that said cocaine?
It was me.
Oh, yeah, cocaine.
But I wonder if they're hinting that it's supposed to be ash, human ashes.
That's a stretch. That's kind of a Brian Stewart stretch.
Well, what was the whole point of saying something? Or
something like
something
chalk.
Something like chalk.
I'm not sure.
Unless it was cocaine.
Cocaine.
I didn't realize you were so nervous, I... I really think I would have sent you home.
Oh, no, please, I can't go home.
No reflection on you. Atmosphere like this might break anyone down.
But I'm not breaking down.
Well, no. You look like death. Let's go inside.
Now, Theo. I think you'd better move in with Emma.
You're the doctor?
Oh, but that's my room, my very own room.
Well, I wouldn't want to run the risk of either of you spending another night alone.
Oh, but
don't get all hung up, Mel. We'll have fun. Like sisters.
The lesbian tones in this film must have been quite uncomfortable for 1963.
That's what I kept thinking. Like, I mean, short of them actually, like, making out, like, they were right up front with that. I don't know how that flew in the 60s.
She's definitely batting for that team.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or probably batting for both teams. But she was on to... The chemistry between her and Nell are just, like, all over the place. Yeah. Because she wants to, like... She's kind of in close seducing her. Okay, you know, yeah, we'll bed together. No problem. We'll have fun. We'll just be like sisters. Yeah, like sisters.
Well, she even kind of, like, has, like, a little bit of a... Kind of, like, not a wink to the camera, but a little bit of like a... A sly smile.
Yeah.
Oh, she had a mustache, she would have twirled it.
Play with your hair kind of deal. Yeah. It's like, oh, no, thanks. Thanks for the offer, but I'm...
She plies her with liquor.
When she's
yes. Have a drink. Have another drink,
when
Nell.
When she's painting her toenails, oh, you're tickled pink.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What's wrong with you, Doc? Stand up. Go on, stand there. You two girls, stand there. A cold spot. A genuine cold spot. I guarantee it won't register on any thermometer.
Oh, bunk. It's just a draft, that's all. Coming from somewhere.
Draft in Hill House? Not unless you can make one of the doors stay open. No, I found it. The heart of Hill House.
Well, you mean where we're standing?
Behind these doors.
Yeah. My honorable mention for favorite scenes I just thought of was the cold spot.
Oh,
because the way
nice.
They did that, and like they actually had them breathe, and you could actually see their breath. Like that was actually really cool.
And that was right outside the nursery. Yeah. That was the foreshadowing that the nursery there was, because they mentioned that the nursery that's where Abigail died, right?
Yeah. Like you referred to it as the heart of the house.
She spent her entire life in that nursery as a like recluse.
An invalid, yeah.
Died in that room, right? And now there's a cold spot just outside this locked nursery.
I just thought of.
And the doctor was like, yeah, let's not go in there quite yet.
But I like how they took that extra step of, like, rather than people just be like, oh, yeah, I'm so cold. Well, they actually did...
Showed the breath.
The breath.
Yeah.
Which, well, when he crouches down to the ground.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, both of them do it. Yeah.
You know what's creepy? What if Abigail is the haunting force and she was looking for another nursemaid?
Grace?
A reporter's been telephoning the house all day. He's on your track. He's heard about you renting this place.
Oh, who told him?
The Dudleys, I bet. They must have blabbed in town.
Come back with me now, John, please. If they find out why you're here, the papers will have a field day with you.
Grace, please go. You couldn't have arrived at a worse time.
Oh, stop this insanity, John, and come back with me now.
I can't. Not now. I'm convinced we're on the verge of a breakthrough.
I hope no one minds if I join the ghost hunt.
All right. I'll put your things in my room.
I'll be very disappointed if I don't see a ghost, John. Hadn't you better put me in the ghastly dungeon or the mysterious secret chamber?
There are no dungeons, no secret chambers in Hill House. In fact, nothing romantic at all. It's a deadly, serious place.
Not even a treasure buried in the cellar?
There's the nursery.
Eleanor.
Thank you, my dear. The nursery it is.
Favorite scene, Paul B?
The cacophony at the end. Or not at the end, towards the end, where they're all downstairs in the foyer and everything kind of goes to shit.
That second episode of the banging?
Yes, the second episode. But what I like, the part of that that I like the most is where you see Luke come in just over the shoulder. You can kind of see the door just kind of creep open. You can see his hand.
See the hand on the door.
The hand on the door, push the door open. And you don't quite know if it's him, if it's something else, or if he's... in full control of himself at that moment, and then it just played off as he just wants a drink. And then
right,
he goes to shit.
Why aren't you upstairs?
Needed a drink.
God, it knows I'm here.
I think the only thing that you see that's supernatural-ish was the door bending. during that last banging session there.
Because otherwise all you heard was the noise and you kind of saw the doorknob jiggle, but nothing. Yeah. But when he couldn't get in the thing, you suddenly just see that door just...
And the door's made out of rubber at that point.
Yeah.
And they've used... I mean, that's Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. Nancy and Beth. Not Nancy, Tina.
No, it was Nancy.
Nancy, I thought it was Tina.
It was during Tina's death.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it fucks with our sense of security because we think of these flat objects as at least somewhat being secure and immovable. When you see it bow and bend like that, you're just like,
the lines are blurred. We're in danger.
Doc, I'll let you have the house cheap.
We have to
cut it out.
She's there.
No! Don't be crazy.
Stop it.
No, you can't.
Gotta find out if Grace is all right.
Look, I don't know what that is out there, but I don't want to find out.
Get away from me. I've got to get out of here. I've got to find out if Grace is all right. I must get up.
No, you
cut it out.
I'll come. Whatever it wants of me, it can have.
That's a big theme in this film. I don't know if it's ego or if it's just a sense of knowing what the fuck's going on. It's like, this house wants me. But halfway through, three quarters of the way through, she figures out that I'm the one that this house wants.
Mrs. Marquay. Please. Please. Mrs. Marquay.
Gracie, you... Where is she? Where is she? What did you see?
Nothing. Nothing. She wasn't here.
What happened?
She's gone.
Where? How?
Bitch was warned not to go into the nursery. She made light of the situation. She slept in the nursery. She got what she deserved.
That scene where the doctor wants out of that room, that's the first time you see him scared. He has not been scared this entire movie until then. Everything's been scientific. Even the harp playing by itself, he's making notes.
Yeah.
Right? The only terrifying elements has been seen through Theo and Eleanor.
Yes.
Right? Those are the only two who get to see anything terrifying. So for the first time, now they're all in the room together, and he's scared.
Well,
yeah. And he's also concerned for his wife.
Right.
Yeah.
I've broken the spell of Hill House. I'm home.
Though, seriously, though, that spiral staircase. Dear God.
That was a death trap.
That is not code.
No.
Wait a minute, Doc. This thing's gonna collapse.
I can't possibly hold the both of you.
I especially like the shot of her bare feet going up those final steps, looking down. That was some nice sense of depth through the holes in the steps. I thought that was really cool. And then he gets on the steps, too, to chase after, and I'm like, this is going to end poorly.
Nothing good could come from this.
Nothing good.
And that was, like, the climax of that particular scene was, like, the only real, quote-unquote, jump scare, really, in the whole movie, because you're like, oh, okay, and then suddenly, boom!
Yeah, all of a sudden, the wife's like,
I don't know who or what you really saw, Eleanor. But whatever it was, we can't risk letting it happen again. That's why you're leaving right now.
But I can't leave now.
I brought a car around front. Is she ready?
I can't leave, I tell you.
Well, I can't take any more chances. I realize now what a terrible thing I was asking of you all. Now, you're leaving as quickly as you can, and then we'll find Grace or go to the police, huh?
It isn't fair. I'm the one who's supposed to stay here. She's taken my place.
Now, don't you worry. Luke will see you get there safely.
Get where? This is a mistake. Don't you understand? The house wants me. Mrs. Markway can't satisfy it. No one else can.
Get all about this house as soon as you can.
No, please. I'm fine now. I'm not afraid.
Please, Eleanor, there's no time to waste.
Please let me stay. I'm the only one who can call Mrs. Markway back.
I was wrong. I should have sent you home the first night.
But I enjoyed the part. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say enjoy, but I mean the manic part of the movie when she was when they were telling her to leave. She kept saying, "No, I'm not coming back." It was like it was disturbing, but it was like, "Oh my God, go already!" But I just liked the back and forth. And he's like, "You have to go. I'm better now. I'm better now." And she played it so well. And I think her like now it makes sense after reading what she was personally going through. I think that was a great actor.
Why don't they stop me? Can't they see what is happening?
But it's happening to you, Eleanor. Yes. Something at last is really, really, really happening to me.
Great mystery is solved at the end of this movie. They don't understand the house any better. They don't understand the haunting element any better. Nothing is really resolved except the one damaged character looking for a place where she belonged found it.
Through
but we
death.
Still, we still don't understand it, though.
It took her dying to get right. to where she needed to be. Where, and at the end of this film, everybody left alive is 100% certain that that house is haunted.
Right.
Like, there is no doubt.
Whereas Legend of Hell House, at least you had some sense of what the haunting element was. It was them trying to figure it out, and then they were able to find a way to defeat it. This, I don't know what happens.
and maybe the counter to that is part of its charm. Like I posed this question before during this recording. What is the driving force? Why is this house evil? Is it evil? Is it haunted? By whom? How did it start? Nobody can answer those questions.
It's the hill. It's a haunted hill.
Hill House has stood for 90 years and might stand for 90 more. Within, walls continue upright. Bricks meet, floors are firm, and doors are sensibly shut. Silence lies steadily against the wood and stone of Hill House. And we who walk here walk alone.
But you get the feeling that now Nell is part of that collective conscious. Right. She is in there. So anything that this house does after this, Nell is going to be a part of that.
Bit of a Candyman vibe there.
And in that way, it gives me the sense of don't be afraid of the dark. You remember that one in the 70s? Don't be afraid of the dark?
Yeah.
Where she hears the things, the little things in the vents and shit like that. Yeah. And what happens at the end of that film? She's taken.
Part of it.
And she's like, we've got all the time in the world, because she is now part of that entity.
Maybe not poor Eleanor. It was what she wanted, to stay here. She had no place else to go. The house belongs to her now, too. Maybe she's happier.
You wait here, Grace. I'll go and get your things and call the police.
No, no, no one must go in that house again. Whatever's there,
I'll be all right. The house has what it wants. For a while.
Hugh Crane, you were a dirty man and you made a dirty house. And if you can hear me from anywhere, I'm telling you to your face, I hope you spend eternity in that foul, rotten book and never stop burning for a minute.
Who played Nell? Who was that actress?
That was a good question.
Because whoever she is fucking deserves an Oscar for this. Like, she has every range.
She changes emotion quickly, too.
Like, she goes from absolutely insane. You know, she's got jealousy, she's got anger, she's got lust in her a little bit. You know,
Julie Harris.
Has she done anything else notable?
That's what I'm looking at right now.
She was absolutely fantastic familiar. In this picture.
Yeah, you were saying she deserves an Oscar. She won 3 Emmys, a Grammy, and she was nominated for an Academy Award.
For which project?
I don't know.
For this.
Okay. Probably not this.
No, probably not this. But she was born in Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
She's still alive?
Don't believe so, no.
No, she's not.
Nope, she died in 2013. But she acted all the way up until all the way pretty much up until the end.
The only person who's still alive from this is the younger, I can't remember his name, the younger guy.
Hey, you're Luke.
Yep.
Theo.
Eleanor, hi, I'm Dr. Merrill.
Welcome to Hill House, everyone.
The fact that it doesn't go fucking stupid with the paranormal, which the remake unfortunately does. You saw the remake?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about then.
Yeah.
Where the first half was very close to this, and then the second half was the house just fucking doing stupid shit.
Oh, well, what's his name? Luke gets decapitated at one.
There's yeah, that, the line but thing, like, yeah. The room morphs with the windows turning into eyes that glow, and the bed alive. Turns into, like, the big spikes coming down, and it's like, what the fuck, man?
Somebody got an Amiga.
I tell you, this and that was the problem with movies made like 99, 2000, 2001. It's like, ooh, look what we can do. We can make it do this. And it's like, okay, but that's stupid. It looks great, but that's stupid.
This house does have its little oddities. The man who built it was a misfit who hated people and their conventional ideas. He built his house to suit his mind.
Nude, let's score it.
I like this movie. 7.5.
7.5 from Nude. Any final thoughts?
I'd watch it again. I mean, I just watched
press
it.
Press play.
Pardon me?
Press play.
Brian Stewart's like, you know what? I've got time. Press play. I'll watch it again right now.
Yeah, no. I watched it for the first time, a couple months ago?
Right after COVID started, I think we watched it.
And then
we watched the remake.
Yeah, and I didn't mind the remake either. I enjoyed it. I love movies that have, like, the big old houses in them, whether it be haunted, just grandiose, you know.
Yes, because your house is so fucking small.
Yeah, but this isn't Victorian sprawling staircases. Exactly.
I'm sorry, what wing of the house are we in right now?
So you must have loved Crimson Peak.
When did this come up?
Well, why be mad at me? I don't think you killed your mother. Leave me alone.
Paul B., score it, please.
Say 8. Excuse me, 8. A couple things I think they kind of did the voiceover a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of hit on that just a... More than I liked, but otherwise it's a. I mean, like I said earlier, it's kind of the Night of the Living Dead for
haunted house films. Yeah,
like everything kind of came after this. So yeah, I like it a lot. Very atmospheric. Not, I mean, there's no, with the exception of the one jump scare, there's no real scares.
No, it was all atmosphere.
It's all atmosphere. It's all there's suspense. No blood. It's yeah.
You know,
it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah. But no, it's really, really good. Really well acted. Really well cast. Yeah. Very, very good film.
When people believed the Earth was flat, the idea of a round world scared them silly. Then they found out how the round world works. It's the same with the world of the supernatural. Until we know how it works, we'll continue to carry around this unnecessary burden of fear.
Nick, score it!
Honestly, I'm going to give it an 8, too.
Really?
Yep. Though in my brain, I'm doing a stupid thing where I'm, like, replacing all of her voiceover work with the voiceovers from Harrison Ford from Blade Runner. I think that would be entertaining as hell.
Be more entertaining.
I might do it. Yeah. But, no, like, everything it does well. It's really well thought through. Yes, it's black and white, but I grew up on black and white movies, so I can totally see through that. Yeah, like, the cinematography is great, the setting is great, the acting is great. Also fucked with my brain because thanks to you, I've seen so many modern horror movies that don't have the restraint that this does.
Yes.
So there's, like, scenes where, like, you know, it's like an upward shot of the face and you see the ceiling and the chandelier and, like, part of me is like, what's gonna come in this, like, what's gonna come in frame or what's gonna move or what's gonna fall? You know, like, I was always expecting something else to pop in. And it never did, and that made it worse, because I'm used to movies nowadays not having the restraint to not do that shit.
So there's no release. There was just a ramp of dread with no release.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you... Nick is usually our biggest critic, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm sometimes a little overly harsh with some of the movies, you know? I'll admit to that.
Hey, as long as you're honest, I don't... Yeah. That's
well, I'm not doing it to be a shit. Like, some of these movies, I'm just like, eh.
But this one, you're high praise.
Yeah.
High praise from...
Yeah, I'm going to test your theory. I'm going to see if I can rope up some people under the age of 30.
and watches and see what they do.
Yep.
They'll probably be like, they'll be looking at
you. It's like going to be like, I swear to God, you touch your phone, I win.
Is this another of your crazy hallucinations?
I'm not crazy.
Crazy as a loon. You really expect me to believe you're sane and the rest of the world is mad?
Well, why not? The world is full of inconsistencies. Unnatural things. Nature's mistakes, they're called. You, for instance.
Brian Stewart?
I think it's a good score.
Yeah?
I think it's a fair score. I can't remember what I gave Hell House, 7.5 or 8, but this, I would feel, it is on par. There's some things that this does better than Hell House. Some things I like better in Hell House, though. Hell House, I love the setup way better. The setup for Hell House is flawless and it's perfect. But this, the performances are better. Eleanor's whole performance way elevates this.
Is Oscar worthy.
It's fantastic. Her range and just how quickly she's becoming unhinged, it works. And the cinematography of this is breathtaking. I almost would like to see what Hell House would look like in black and white, because the black and white looks better than Hell House in color. This was a very good transfer. Holy smokes. I love good black and white cinematography, but I love the depth you get with the shadows and how deep those rooms feel and how bottomless, like the halls seem to go on forever. I love that stuff. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a horrible transfer where the blacks have like that snow in it.
Like a grain. Yeah.
But still, I think 8's a good number. Not perfect. It does slow in some places. Like, it feels long. Right about the time when everyone is seen passed out in the same room together, but there's no transition shot to see everyone go to bed. Everyone's just asleep in the same room. Leading up to that, I kind of just blacked out for a second. I'm like, wow, even the characters are starting to feel tired. But it does pick up again. So there's just a bit of a lull. So it does feel a bit long.
Originally, there were 6 committed to the experiment, but one by one, the others dropped out. I suppose they were frightened by the various unsavory stories about the house. You're the only one's wife.
I'll give it an 8 as well. I'll give it an 8 as well, because I like dialogue-driven films. I like all the characters. We know that King and Scorsese think it's fucking right up there. It's a good film.
Yeah.
If Nick gives it an 8 after his first viewing, it's got to be a good fucking film.
And Helen's the only outlier. She gave it a 7.5.
I'm okay.
Oh, my God, Nude. You hate this film.
I'm sexist, apparently.
Sexist Nude. Great praise for an excellent ghost story from the early 60s. Everybody should definitely check this one out.
Oh, I've been waiting all my life for something like this to happen. I don't want to leave Hill House. Ever, ever, ever.
Folks, that is the end of our 101st show featuring Robert Wise's The Haunting, starring Julie Harris, Claire Bloom, Richard Johnson, and Russ Tamblyn. The Haunting may be rated G, but don't let that fool you. There is a considerable amount of dread in this film. Everybody involved in this picture did a top-notch job, and you can easily see how certain scenes were mimicked by more modern filmmakers. We mentioned the method banging that the changeling borrowed, and there is a scene where Nell is running through the empty hallways being menaced by the presence in the house near the end of the film that I swear Sam Raimi used the same camera tricks and even the exact same sound effects in a sequence in Evil Dead 2. I am certain this film has been placed on the highest shelf of many respected horror creators, and nearly 60 years later, it is still being referenced. Netflix has already told us that The Haunting of Hill House second season is coming. We cannot recommend this classic haunted house film enough. For the world-famous Brian Stewart, the cult sensation Nick McPherson, the nefarious Paul B., and my wife, the lovely Nude, this is Cash Wampum saying thanks for listening, and reminding you that there's a horror movie out there that's just gonna scare the hell out of you, and we're gonna help you find it. Right here at Horror 101, educating your fears.
Where's their primary residence now?
Buckhorn.
Where the fuck is that?
About 20-25 minutes outside of Bob Cajun. Between Bob Cajun and Peterborough.
Bob Cajun, 6 o'clock in the morning.
No, it's really nice up there.
That night in Toronto, right? Can't be Canadian without, invoking the hip at some point.
Oh, yeah.